Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 5th of January, the fifth day of 2026. We have a whopping 360 days ahead of us on our way to 2027. January is named after the Roman deity Janus, god of transitions, time, duality, doorways, passages, frames, and endings. And hence he is depicted as having two faces, one looking back and the other looking forward. Januarius, along with Februarius, were not part of the original Roman calendar, which began the year with March, as winter was considered monthless. But by 713 BC, maintaining consistent scheduling of festivals, both religious and secular, became increasingly difficult, and according to the historian Livy, Numa Pompilius, the second king of Rome, decreed that two winter months, Januarius and Februarius, would join the official agricultural calendar. Yet the names of 4 months, September, October, November, and December, would not be subsequently changed, though now they no longer made sense in their original numerology, with September, the 7th month, becoming the 9th, October, the 8th month, becoming the 10th, November, the 9th month, becoming the 11th, and December, the 10th month, becoming the 12th. And we wonder why humans sometimes seem to mostly muddle. The cusp of 2025-2026 occurred with plenty of energetic effort in our house, first with the 78-year-old hot water baseboard supply line that finally succumbed to the old adage of rust never sleeps, and then with a kitchen sink drainage line that froze near the inside of an exterior wall. One morning, I looked out our downstairs dining room window, and stalactites that had formed on the soffit underneath the second floor overhang were forming stalagmites on the patio below. While I was replacing that heating supply line, the kitchen sink began draining less and less easily, so that became the next item at the top of the to-do list. Also, of course, always of course, is the need to move many things now impeding easy access to the problem area. So that Thoreau's adage of the more we possess, the more we are possessed by our possessions, springs readily to the fore. Fortunately, everything in our microcosm has worked out for the nonce. An element of respite has been temporarily regained, and we await with renewed determination for the arrival of the next vicissitude. My girlfriend, meanwhile, is preparing for the annual festivities celebrating the upcoming birthday next month of Maine poet Edna St. Vincent Millay. So in the scant few weeks until then, here's a general comment from Paul Bookhite in his poem, To the Reader of Verse. Ah, lover, critic, arbiter of verse, divulge your passions, fill a lusting soul with praises. Let the balladeer coerce the skeptic, let the troubadour cajole Antaeus. Wrestle not with me, unclench your fists, behold the muse Calliope, her flights and fancies. Bear the hellish stench of falsifiers, Dante's misery. Embrace the pillowy and blinding white hosannas of the northbound, snowbound winter pine, the calligraphic spirals in the flight of starlings, dabs of earthen misty wine in summer's dawn, and longings to beguile the spirit with a sonnet's luring style. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Pietro Scarlatti, Constanza Mozart, Zebulon Pike, King C. Gillette, Elizabeth Cotton, Paula Ludwig, Jean Dixon, George Reeves, Jane Wyman, Walter Mondale, Robert Duvall, Charlie Rose, Diane Keaton, Iris DeMent, Carrie Ann Inaba, Marilyn Manson, Bradley Cooper, and January Jones. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1709, the coldest winter in 500 years began to take hold, eventually killing hundreds of thousands of people, making travel impossible, disrupting two wars, and becoming known as the Great Frost. Today in 1925, Nellie Taylor Ross became the first female state governor in the U.S., assuming office in Wyoming. Today in 1953, Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot was staged for the first time in Paris, And in 1973, Bruce Springsteen released his debut album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Heavenward, Late Tonight and Tomorrow Night in the Eastern Sky, our waning gibbous moon will appear near Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo the Lion. Regulus also serves as the period at the bottom of the backward question mark pattern of stars known as the sickle. On Saturday, our moon will be in its third quarter. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Westella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this third full week of winter and first full week of 2026, and again wishing everyone a happy new year. Keep the faith.